Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and thanks for listening to this highlight from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or hear more highlights from our recent shows, just go to my show page at myfaithradio.com.
When we preach verse by verse through Scripture, you know, you get to all these felt needs in any given message. The Bible really addresses everything: relationships, marriage, raising children, morality. And so if a pastor faithfully preaches through Scripture and trusts that things that will be very applicable to his congregation will be brought out in time, if he teaches systematically through the Word, I think that's where the power is. The power to change people is in the Word, not in pastors' personal stories, not in taking, you know, dwelling or relying too heavily on cultural examples or props or these kinds of things. The power to change people comes from the supernatural Word of God, which is inspired, inerrant, infallible. That's what changes people. And I think when a pastor does that, there you can see a change in the congregation's spiritual lives. Now, when you rely on just too much of felt needs, it does. I find, Bill, that it doesn't give the congregation a really clear understanding of Scripture and God's revelation. In other words, you're jumping kind of all over the place. People don't have a very good grasp of the full arc, the full trajectory of Scripture. You know, starting in Genesis, of creation and fall, and God's process of redemption, going through the books of the Old Testament and the prophets, and then coming to the New Testament, and seeing God's grace, his manifestation of grace in Christ, and his final consummation in Revelation of the end. We don't get that arc when we kind of jump all over Scripture and just preach on topics that we think will meet the needs of the audience. True believers desire and crave the Word of God. That's what they really want, not particular stories from the pastor, what happened to him during the week, and too many props. Now, there's nothing wrong with a prop. Once in a while, it can make a good point. But if there is an emphasis, a strong emphasis on that type of thing, where that's really what people are coming for, they want to be there. In other words, they're being touched by the setting, the dark room, the type of music. The church is trying to create this emotional experience. What you're doing by that is you're actually creating people in the church who are going to be looking for the next emotional experience. And that's really not how the Christian life should work. I mean, we know that we can't live on kind of an emotional high all the time. We need to be grounded in the Word. In other words, it starts with our minds being convinced of what the Word's saying that's true, and we need to follow it. And then it follows with our will. Our will gets engaged. Like, this is what I will do. I will obey. And then there is an emotional aspect to it for sure. But that's the third aspect after the mind and the will.
Thanks for listening to this podcast of Dr. Bill Meyer Live. For more information about the podcast, you can visit our show page at myfaithradio.com.